Cynthia Boas is a professor at Sonoma State University in the Department of Political Science. She's actively involved with the International Model UN. Tell us how it works.
The National Model United Nations Conference is an international simulation of the United Nations. It brings together approximately 5,000 students from about 400 different universities from around the world, New York City, for a six-day period where they simulate various committees of the UN, with each school representing a separate country. This year, Sonoma State represented the country of Cuba, and we sat on 13 different committees of the UN. For example, the United Nations Environmental Program, the World Health Organization, various General Assembly committees, and so on. And so the students work throughout the week in those committees, trying to collaborate with other delegations on writing working papers that then become resolutions that the students then vote on in committee at the end of the week.
Now, how do you wind up getting a designation to be Cuba, and how much time do you have to prepare to actually be Cuba?
The country designations are usually pretty random. We do put in a request at the beginning of each school year for our top 10 choices, although I don't think Cuba was on our top 10 list this year, but it worked out fine because it turned out to be a very interesting country for the students to prepare. They work officially in a course during the spring semester that's called Model United Nations, and that's where we do a lot of the preparations on the big picture geopolitics research and history. In addition to that, the students have to put in a number of hours outside of class doing their own research for their own specific committees and committee topics.
Everybody have to learn Spanish?
No, they didn't, although several of our students are Spanish speakers, which helped a lot because they were able to do more extensive in-depth research.
Was it made more complicated by the fact that this is a country with whom the United States doesn't actively have relationships going on?
It actually made it much more interesting for the students. One of the exercises that we did early on in the semester was a real-time analysis of Cuba's alliances and trade relationships around the world. We did this map of those relationships, and what we learned was that Cuba really only has one enemy or one opponent globally, and the map turned out to be extremely lopsided. I think it was very interesting for the students to get a perspective on Cuba that they don't normally get in classes or from American media. They were able to see the country and its role in the world in a completely new way. And also, while we were in New York, we got to meet with an ambassador from the permanent mission of Cuba to the UN, and he was very frank and straightforward in answering students' questions about some of these difficult topics.
And I understand you came back with some awards.
We did. We came back this year with three awards. We got a third-place award for overall delegation. We received an award in one of the committees for best position paper, and we also received for the first time an award for outstanding delegate in a committee for our students who were serving in the UNESCO committee. And that's an especially important award, I think, because it's a People's Choice Award. The delegates in the committees vote on the students that should receive that award.
Well, Cynthia, thanks very much for bringing us up to speed, and welcome back home.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.